Good morning. It's the 6th of November. Today I'm going to start reading an exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant. I'm going to read all of this exhortation over the course of the next 3 days. It's focused on tomorrow's readings in Chronicles, Hosea and Acts. I read. There are times in our daily readings when, as we finish the chapters, we sigh over the infinite mercy of God and the unregenerate wickedness of some of his people. It seems unbelievable that man could be so perverse and all to his own destruction. As we reach the end of the Chronicles of the Kingdom of God in the Old Testament, the comment on his people's behaviour is inevitable. 2 Chronicles 36 says this, "And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, and despised his words and misused his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, till there was no remedy. Through the prophets who were so misused and despised, God also revealed the fundamental problem. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land." That's Hosea 4 verse 1. Knowledge of God and his word were seriously deficient in these people, who marked the end of their generation in both Judah and Israel. We are nearing the end of a generation and have to heed the advice given to the early disciples to save yourselves from this untoward generation. There is something about human nature which, despite frequent and clear warning, presses on in its foolishness, hasting towards an inevitable destruction. The situation was no different in the first century, when the apostle called the Ephesian elders to meet him at Miletus. His message was grave and serious. "Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears." Paul, like his master, warned the believers of his day about the dangers that lay ahead for them. They could never say they had not been warned. So it is with us. The last days are vividly described, and we know that our generation fits the description. Let us note part of the warning. "Watch and remember," said Paul. The word "watch" comes from a word which speaks of being aroused from sleep, a theme common in Paul's writings. So, for example, in 1 Thessalonians 5 we read, "Therefore, let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." We cannot say that we have not been warned, nor can we claim that we do not know that one of the high risk factors is that we shall fall asleep, be unconscious of what is going on. It was exactly that situation that befell the apostles in Gethsemane, though doubtless they had more reason for the failure than we could adduce. "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." Words of the Lord Jesus, recorded in Mark 14. We will continue with this, God willing, tomorrow. Thank you for listening.